Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bert Show.
I'm always a little nervous when we're asking guys to call up, for brutal honesty. I think as a general rule, women put themselves out there in the voice disguise or a little bit more than guys will.
And especially when it comes to sexual myth busting, I mean, guys usually don't call themselves out in any vulnerable way when it comes to sex either, I don't think.
I mean, that's the source of our ego right there, mm-hmm. You know? But if we could just get one or two calls, is what we're banking on, I think it would be very insightful for women.
Okay.
And the myth that we're looking at today is guys can't fake the big O.
Okay.
You think that it's, logically, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Can't. I mean, there's a bit of a difference there between a woman and a guy.
There's evidence, so to speak.
Evidence.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways to hide the evidence, right?
No, actually.
Even if there's protection
involved?
I'm out
of this conversation.
But I mean, still, 404-741-Q100. If you're a guy and you've ever faked that, I mean, is it possible or not? I know it's possible because I know my brother-in-law has done that. He and my sister-in-law were sort of, they were talking about her getting pregnant, and they agreed on it. He told this to me in front of her and my wife.
Really?
While she was pregnant. Now she's pregnant, and this conversation comes up.
Jeez.
And he confesses to her that even though they had agreed upon it, he's still sort of sketched out by the idea of becoming a father. So when she would call him when she knew that it was time, he'd go through the motions and everything, and then fake it. I mean, he'd make the noises and everything else.
And she believed it?
She believed it for weeks and weeks and weeks, so much so that she called my wife up, and she's like, can I ask you a question about Bert? Sometimes during that, is there like a dry, even though he does nothing, there's no evidence, like you said?
Oh, and
or very,
going,
very, very, very little.
And she's
like,
about?
What are you talking about?
Oh.
And it went on for weeks, and we couldn't figure it out at all, really.
Oh,
and then he finally confessed and said, yeah. And there's a technique that he used to make it appear as though there was evidence, even though it wasn't.
What did
Yes, this would be interesting to learn
what
about.
What technique? Spit?
Oh.
And then put it on the sheets.
I mean, that's a loogie.
That is a long way to go rather than just being honest that you don't have a baby.
Yeah. I think they had agreed upon it already, so.
Just so you know, I just passed judgment on your sister-in-law for not being able to tell the difference between spit and
evidence. It sounds like there's a partnership between a guy that fakes it and a really dumb girl.
Like, maybe that's the better question if you're a woman.
And you believe that
he told you he really was, you knew he wasn't. Actually, we got a lot of dudes on the phone saying that either you can or you cannot get away with that.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's one pure way to know, and it...
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't need to be
but
said,
my,
right?
My thought, but Jen, it was
could
nice
you really buy that? The whole, you know, like spitting and then
no,
maybe once, but not more than that.
Yeah, it was weeks we're talking about.
Now, how can it? Now you said that it would not be possible, even with the protection. Don't know why I have to say that with an accent.
Yeah.
We always have to say if you're wearing a condom. Weird with
like,
you.
Same thing. Maybe once, but then if you're curious, you investigate. There's ways to investigate that.
Let it go. Let it go. CSI dollar.
Just, ew, that's not a CSI investigation. No. I cannot.
It probably would have to be. All right, the phone lines are lit up with Why dudes that have done light? This very thing. So if that's the myth, I think we're going to dispel it today. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Berkshire.
Morning. The myth is guys can't fake that.
Yeah, I've faked it both ways. I fake having an orgasm and not having an orgasm.
You fake
not?
Now the impressive one is faking not doing it.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah, I was more impressed by that one. when I was younger, I was pretty promiscuous, and I was with a girl that would not let me because of lack of birth control.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically just let it go and kept an absolute straight face and kept a lot of control. And
but
she had no clue.
How could she not have a clue?
I don't know about everybody else, but a lot of the women that I've been with have been very wet, so it really didn't matter.
Yeah, too early.
We got to think of better ways around some of this stuff, because, yeah, it is too early for just that word. Okay, so it would be, I think we got you.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Still, there's impressive. A difference.
Yeah.
There is. And wouldn't most women know the difference?
Yes, I would think so. If you were aware or you were paying attention, you would know.
Can we pretty much conclude here that, because we're going to take more calls from guys that are all about to tell you women that, yes, it can be done successfully.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it can only be done successfully because a woman wants to believe.
Again, going back to the dumb girl.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's that dumb. No woman is that dumb where you couldn't tell,
I mean, with wishful thinking, like your sister-in-law who wanted to have a baby so badly and was just so excited about it, like her mind could play tricks on her. I get that. But if you are being CSI like Jeff and you're trying to figure out if he...
Wait a minute. I was just asking questions for the sake of the radio.
That last guy?
Mm-hmm.
You can figure that out.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If you're like real... I mean, he said his girlfriend was real paranoid about getting pregnant and she wasn't on birth control, whatever. If you're focused and you're paying attention, you could figure it out. But if you're focused the other way and you really wanted to... then I think your mind
can change. Can we also say this is an age thing, too? Like, if you're 17 years old and you don't have nearly as much experience, then maybe everything's sort of a new experience. And
let's go with 18, but yeah.
18, okay.
Yeah, I think we've learned much longer.
Yeah,
younger.
That's late.
Or 12.
You're right. But I agree with you on that. But also, like with Jen, what guys probably don't understand is that if women are freaked out about getting pregnant, they're obsessed with it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Mm-hmm. So she is aware of everything that's going on. I think it's more of just trying to psych herself out.
Nick, guys can't fake that.
Oh, yeah, they can.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You've done this pretty successfully.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they can. Well, it's more of when the previous caller said one thing. You kind of tell them that's where you put it, trying to be nice. So it's, you can, especially because they look there and it's from them.
Ah.
So.
Oh. Okay. Same thing the last guy said.
Yeah.
Okay. He was trying not to go over the line.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. It's really hard to talk about it without talking about this.
Yeah.
Good morning, Joey. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi there. I was just going to say that it's very easily done with protection. Very easily done. I've done it several times. You two, it just takes longer with protection, just get tired and bored.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest thing about it is most of them come with lubrication, and if it's a girl that's not got a lot of experience, you can just easily just pull it off and be like, oh yeah, there it is, and then throw it out.
I mean, she knows?
No,
you would think that a woman would know the difference there.
Well, like I said, you know, a very experienced woman would know the difference, but most girls that are younger, I'm younger, nobody ever asks any questions. They're just kind of happy that, you know, it happened, whatever. It's all good. I can see a little bit in there, throw it out.
So you're putting on like an Academy Award also. Like you're making all the sounds. Your body is moving like it's really going on, but you're totally faking it.
Oh, yeah, just completely bored out of my mind, ready to get this over with.
My follow-up question is that girls have always been told that that would hurt a man afterwards. Like, how long does it take for you to not be in pain anymore? I mean, or is it not painful?
Can't answer that.
It really depends. I mean, it just, you know, it is painful to a certain extent, but it's more of a sensitive thing. You know, just don't want nothing touching it, or, you know, on the real instances and stuff. But
sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it doesn't.
Oh.
Should have a contest and let guys act it out and Jen could judge them.
Air sex competition.
Right.
Act out what?
Sometimes, I know what that dude's saying, though.
Ooh.
Like, sometimes there are just times you can't, and after a while you're just like, the fun of this is over, and I think we're both working to a goal here that we know is not going to happen, so rather than just acknowledge it, what he's saying is he's just going to try to fake his way through it. That's about as sensitive as I can be there.
Mm-hmm. That's the same reason women do it.
Right, same thing. Hey, Justin, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do. I've done it with protection, without protection. You know, there's been like a time where, you know, I've pleased myself, you know, about an hour or so before, and, you know, guys can only go, you know, once every few hours, I guess you could say. And, you know, if it's dark, you just lay a towel down and, you know, finish, you know.
Gotcha. All right. So,
amongst talk with some of my friends, they have said if a guy does that too much by himself, that then he's no longer has any mojo with her.
He's got nothing left in the tank.
Or just
it takes away from it. Mm-hmm.
So I had a friend that was having some issues, and all the girls around the table who were talking about the issues she was having were saying, "Does he do that too much?" And that was the consensus. Yes, if he does that too much, then you're going to have the problem that you're having.
Gotcha. Well, if we were trying to dispel that myth this morning, then yes, we know that guys absolutely can because they're still lit up. So guys are as good at faking it as women are, I guess.
That's messed up.
It is jacked up.
But guys have to make more effort to fake it.
Totally.
Finally, they have to make more effort.
It's tough being a guy.
It's not easy.
Get it. The Bert Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.